WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Sherry Preston. The U.S. Supreme Court with an unusual tie decision in the case of a Catholic charter school in Oklahoma that had wanted to use public taxpayer money to fund classes. ABC's Devin Dwyer with more.
4-4 because Justice Amy Coney Barrett, herself a Catholic, recused herself from this case from Oklahoma, in which the Catholic Archdiocese was seeking to put online the nation's first taxpayer-funded religious charter school, explicitly a Catholic school under the Oklahoma charter program.
Justice Coney Barrett, with no explanation, did not take part in the decision, but she is good friends and used to teach with Notre Dame law professor Nicole Garnett, who has been an advisor to the school. Again, ABC's Devin Dwyer.
The Supreme Court, because it was deadlocked today, effectively is letting lower court rulings stand.
It's a setback for what had been momentum toward letting religious schools use taxpayer money. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tome Olson. It's looking more and more like nurses at Meritor Hospital will go on strike. According to reporting from WISC, the union representing Meritor nurses gave the hospital a bargaining date of May 29th, but they had already voted to strike on May 27th. Leaders from SEIU, the union, say hospital reps weren't listening to what nurses wanted regarding staffing, safety, and pay. Hospital leaders told WISC they've been negotiating in good faith and have been listening and making changes. As of right now, about 1,000 nurses are set to go on strike on Tuesday. Leaders from Meritor said they'll stay open during the strike. Meanwhile, you may have heard the planes overhead this week, depending on where you live. The 115th Fighter Wing has been doing night training exercises. The F-35s have been a point of contention in Madison because they can be pretty loud. The final nighttime flight of this training should be finished by 11 o'clock tonight. And we have our next Alice in Dairyland. Here's Lisa Hale.
Sarah Hagenow of Poignet will spend the year educating the public about the importance of agriculture in Wisconsin. Hagenow is a senior at the University of Minnesota and will graduate with a degree in agricultural and food business management and a minor in international agriculture. Her sister, Ashley, was the 76th Alice in Dairyland, which Sarah says makes the position even more special.
It's just so meaningful to me to be able to be a part of not only the Alice legacy, but to be able to join a new sisterhood with my sister. It's just so cool. So I'm just excited to showcase how my skills and capabilities will help the Alice program and also showcase a little bit of that Hagenow flair.
Hagenow's year as Alice in Dairyland starts July 7th. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
And I'm Savannah Tome Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
It's the Brewers and the Pirates. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers scheduled to open a four-game series tonight in Pittsburgh that continues over the weekend. Yesterday, they lost to Baltimore 8-4 in extra innings and had to bring in Tyler Alexander again to close the game.
I was ready to go today. I mean, even though it was emergency and before the 11th, after McGill threw, it's tough losing no matter what. So that's never fun. And as close as this ballgame was, it definitely hurts to lose.
The crew is back in Milwaukee on Monday, Memorial Day, against the Red Sox. At the NFL meetings, owners deciding not to ban the Eagles' tush-push play. Meanwhile, Packers head coach Matt LaFleur asked, did they think about bringing receiver Davante Adams back to Green Bay?
Anytime you have a player of that caliber, there's definitely conversations that go into it. And sometimes it works out and sometimes it doesn't. He is the ultimate competitor and he treats practice like it's game day.
That's Matt LaFleur with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly cloudy with some gradual clearing by later this afternoon. Our high right around 60 today. Tonight, partly cloudy. We're going to drop down into the upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, sunshine returns with a high in the low to mid 60s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 50.
Did you know VA home loans are a key to home ownership for those who served?
In the military, we make a lot of sacrifices, and with the VA loan, it makes it easier for us to get a home. We were able to purchase this home and then use the money that we were going to use as a down to actually fix up the home. I would tell anybody who is interested in getting a VA loan to just do it.
To learn more about VA home loans, visit va.gov/homeloans.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome the Doctors in Recital who will sing in the studio. Then Milwaukee-based director, producer, and UW-Milwaukee professor Tate Bunker joins the show. It will feel like a Friday.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
I've seen a lot in my time in Congress. I've seen my fair share of bad bills. But this takes the cake. This is not policy. This is theft. It is a direct transfer of wealth from the working and middle class to the ultra wealthy. And it's being done on purpose and under the cover of night.
Thank you, Jim McGovern. When you do all things that you're super proud of.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right, I was promised in the jingle that things will be better, and I
raised by she a better wild deliver. Pack of juice. Here's Dana Goldberg.
Goldberg's here. Gold.
For one of the top five funniest lesbians in America.
Goldberg's here.
Come stick with your baby
for a thousand years. Nothing gets better when Dana's here.
Do a little interpretive dance to each other for your jingle.
We have to. It's the only joy we can find. Right.
Don't let them take your joy. You retweeted Don Jr., who said, "What I want to know is how did Dr. Jill Biden miss stage 5 metastatic cancer, or is this yet another cover-up?" And you just said, "Other than Mary, as far as I can see, this entire family is just cruel and broken, and in this case, painfully dumb." We just did a story about him saying, yes, of course, I'll probably run for president one day. I'm like, oh, my God. Right?
At this point, and I really cannot stress this enough, it's all distraction. Ignore him. Ignore the things that do not matter right now. The Gulf of Mexico, which will always be. It was born that way. We're not changing its name. Come on. It was that way at birth. You know, we can't do that. So all of these things, all of these, Trump 2028, ignore them. Like, I understand he may believe some of this. There are more pressing things for us to focus on right now, like this bill. And when I say, if you've never done anything like calling a senator, now is the time to do it. Call your senator. Please, where, this bill is horrifying.
Where's the CNN, the mainstream media, Jake Tapper? If they were reporting on what was in this bill instead of
exactly.
Joe Biden old, and as yeah. we were saying all week, Dana, the fact that Joe Biden got cancer, you think, oh, will they ease up on him for a second? Oh, no, it'll be an opportunity to be even more awful to Joe
Absolutely.
Biden. Right?
And you know all of us are thinking if this doesn't go well and he goes before the other guy, I'm going to be very pissed. I'm just saying it.
And also, Jody and I have been talking all morning, Dana. There's always another story here. Just before Biden's 2024 State of the Union address, a number of network anchors were invited to the White House for an off-the-record briefing. As the speech was to be centered around the economy, CNN's Aaron Burnett was picked over Jake Tapper. According to two people, Tapper had a meltdown, called numerous people in the White House to vent his anger. He was raging. "I'm Jake Tapper. This is my network," according to one person on the receiving end of one of Tapper's calls. I mean, you know, and then this other part, right? now that CNN is pimping Jake Tapper's book nonstop, we learned that Tapper was big mad at the Bidens because as Beau was dying, Tapper called Hunter and wanted exclusive right to Beau's death story. Hunter told Tapper to F off, and Tapper started his revenge. Did he volunteer and insist on moderating the Biden-Trump debate because he was so angry? CNN, if you're going to pimp the book, you need to come clean because this will all come out. I mean,
wow.
that seems like a conflict of interest, yeah. Him moderating this debate and not fact-checking Trump at all while he's writing a Biden hit piece.
I mean, I tell you what, if that's the facts that are coming out, I don't disagree. And if there's someone writing a book about him writing a book, let's do it. I mean, at this point, I hate that it's coming out, the timing that it's doing it. And if it's intentional, it sounds like it's intentional if what you just said is true. And that means... There's so many more disgusting people in media than I knew. And listen, I've never been like a huge fan of Jake Tapper, but this one also, didn't know he was this guy. I didn't know he was this guy.
Yeah.
And now he's showing himself as this guy.
I never thought Nicole Wallace would be my only safe space in the world.
No kidding.
It's fantastic. Part of it's my schedule. I mean, I love Rachel and, Lawrence and everybody else. I'm just not up that late. But, that's why I keep saying you got to support independent journalists like Daily Beans and, the new politics bar, our show, Bob Seska, all of it. Because I felt like this was the week. I just was done with corporate media, except for my Nicole, as I call her.
Did she know that?
Yeah. Don't, because they'll creep her out. Okay. But yeah, Jeff said they are giving airtime to promote their odious book. To her credit, Mika started trying to get Tapper to say that Biden was an effective president. Not my job, he says. Next, they speculated about his cancer. Everything wrong with political journalism is in this moment, including Joe Scarborough apologizing to Jake Tapper for defending Joe Biden. I'm like, oh, my God, have some balls. There is no cover up other than Biden normal aging. Like, we were just saying, Jody and I were at that fundraiser here.
Absolutely.
The guy was sick and had a bad debate and he was 80. I mean, that's it.
Absolutely.
That's the whole story.
And stop with the whole, you don't just show up with stage 4 cancer. Yes, you do.
You do.
Millions of people are diagnosed with stage 4 cancers. They just are. Friends I've had that we have lost, stage 4 colorectal cancer. It goes undetected. So don't pretend that this is another cover-up. It could absolutely be that this came to and no one caught it before, even if there was doctor's appointments, even if he was getting checked every year.
Yeah. Well, we were saying, and, maybe that's what needs to change, that they don't screen men over 70. I was saying, they don't recommend, mammograms, sometimes pap smears for women over a certain age. We were just saying... This is particularly...
Wait, really? So they're just like, well, they had a good run. I mean, if they get it now, let's not
now
waste our money on this?
Paps are recommended every 5 years.
Right,
now.
Right. Well, we were saying this particularly personal because our beloved Randy Rhodes announced this week she's battling lung cancer, and she already beat...
Oh, man, I did not know. I'm so sorry. Sending my love to Randy.
Yeah, she already beat breast cancer, but she was saying her doctor didn't screen, and she'd been a smoker. I mean, she quit four years ago, but the fact she had a history of cancer and had been a smoker... They didn't screen. So, the part of this, too, it's like is the larger discussion about our healthcare system, right?
Yeah. And the initial, social media or tweet or whatever it was from Trump, we know he didn't write it. It was compassionate. There was empathy. There wasn't capitalized words. Everything was spelled correctly. The grammar was there. And then, of course, Don Jr., Cokehead, comes out. And then you see the truth of the family. You see the truth of what is underlying. And almost all of them that I've ever seen, except Mary, they are broken.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, in this scene in the Oval Office, I mean, don't you run out of words? Someone that talks about this all the time, don't you run out of words to just talk about what a horrifying, stomach-churning embarrassment he is? I mean, it's just in front of the entire world. David said, Trump's ambush of South Africa's president was another shameful day in U.S. history. There is no white genocide happening, and Trump's insistence on that lie reveals so much about his bias. He's just such a deep... just vitriolic, lifelong racist, period.
Oh, my God. On television going, the white farmers, there's only white farmers. The white farmers are the ones that are dying. And the president was like, that's not true. It is true. Oh, there's only white farmers. And then he just stopped listening. He just stopped responding, I should say. The president, he was fixing his cuffs, and he's like, I'm not going to reach this guy, and I'm not going to turn into what he wants me to turn into.
Yeah.
He's goading these people, hoping that they respond. And the response was, I'm sorry, I don't have a plane to give you. It was such a good, beautiful shade. And then they moved on.
I know.
Disgusting. It's embarrassing.
And he's how embarrassing this, like, you know, conspiracy theory movie, dim the lights. I'm just like, oh, my God. Why would anyone come to the White House anymore? It's just, and I was saying just the...
Melania's not there, so we know there's not many people coming to the White House.
And I'm so tired of whether it's Bill Maher or whoever saying, oh, MAGA's not, they're not racist. Give me a break. I mean, I go to, you know, I can't stomach all of this and Fox News on top of it, but I do go over to foxnews.com to see, you know, and I thought, like, yesterday there was, and we feel bad when anybody is murdered.
Absolutely.
I realize, like, what the template is. It was a very pretty blonde white college girl that was, of course, shot by a black guy. And I thought, of course, this would be on Fox 24/7. You know, they pick and choose what
they cover
to you know, gin up their racist base.
That's the thing. If you look at all of the people that, whether it's Keg Seth, whether it's, you know, Tucker Carlson, all these people that have Russian ties, of course they want to start a race war. Putin wants a race war. All roads lead back to him. So it's not surprising that these are the stories that they're airing. They're being instructed to, and they have sold their souls to the devil. That's all this is.
Yeah. Lincoln Project said, why are the Doge records? Why are the records being kept secret? Wasn't the whole point of Doge to expose the waste, fraud, and abuse to the American public? I mean, every single thing is a scam, right? To put, and there he's in the Oval Office. You know, where do you think he gets these white genocide conspiracy theories from? Elon Musk. Right.
Absolutely. And you know what? You want to talk about waste, fraud and abuse? Waste? Don't fire transgender military people. Do you know how many billions of dollars it's going to take to retrain people? You know, I met the person, her name is Jo Ellis, and she's an incredible transgender soldier. But she's the one they smeared during that helicopter accident in D.C. They said she was flying the helicopter. When I met her, I was like, you look really good for a dead girl. She's got a great sense of humor. She's fantastic. But if they get rid of her. Carl Youngkin in Virginia, if they get rid of her, it's $1 million training for that one person. One person.
Yeah. Okay. Just to sum up, Kathy says the Gilded office meeting further proves that he is out of control. He is having political opponents arrested. He's accepting planes for personal use. CDC and the NIH are muzzled. New COVID vaccine policy based on what? Not evidence and certainly not science. Kidnapping, disregard for laws, disregard for the Constitution, grifting all chips to countries that harbor terrorists because they bought millions of his meme coins. We will not survive till 2026. Doesn't it feel like that? I'm like, how?
I mean, there's
how,
definitely
how
some days
gonna...
it does, but we cannot. And I know I'm just, you know, and I'm not being Pollyannish. That's what they want from us. They want us to be exhausted. They want us to give up. And yes, some days it feels like that, but we cannot let them take our joy. We cannot, like, the people right now are protesting and they're fired up and the coalitions are building, because if it's not going to come from Washington, D.C., it's going to come from us. This No Kings rally that's going to be on his birthday is going to be massive. You're going to see numbers in this. And you're going to see numbers you've never seen before. Like, it's.
Oh,
I'm
no, we have
you,
a king because,
come out.
Because Prince Don Jr. is going to be next, as you know.
Don't say that.
Just real quick, this is why it's courage is so important now. This is why you don't not only have Jake Tapper on Joe Scarborough to plug his stupid book, but you don't apologize to him for defending Joe Biden. Marty says, Target CEO Brian Cornell thought he was playing the game. He donated $1 million to Trump's inauguration, axed Target's DEI programs, figured the MAGA morons would make him a hero, start shopping at Target. Instead, he got boycotts, sales dropped off a cliff, so he watched his salary fall by 45% since last year alone. For comparison, his compensation fell from $77 million to $9.9 million last year. That's still a ton of money a year for anybody. Your cowardice is not going to be rewarded, Dana.
Not at all. The leopards are going to eat your face.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Oh, this is why we have a hero pardon.
Defending our nation from the clutches of fascist idiocracy, we proudly present Heroes of Democracy.
Barry Diller, come on down. Media mogul Barry Diller says he does not plan to work with law firms that have brokered settlements with Donald Trump. He said the worst that could happen to them under the administration was doing is that they could lose a little business. I would never employ one of those law firms that did that, that essentially folded under these circumstances. That's what Glenn Kirshner always says. Why do you want to hire cowards?
Absolutely.
They're going to stand up for you in court, right?
I mean, there are several high-profile lawyers that were at the conference I was at last weekend, and they are disgusted by the law firms that are bending a knee to him, because that's exactly it. Why would we want to work with you?
Yeah.
You have no spine,
yeah,
and you're not practicing the rule of law.
Yeah, and Barry Diller went on to say politicizing the FCC is a crime. It's simply a crime, saying that broadcasters or people whose licenses the FCC holds should be subject to political determination. We say it every day. Cowardice is contagious, and so is courage. So
indeed,
choose courage.
You get to pick. You get to choose.
Yep. 19 minutes after the hour. Things are better. I'm going to say the jingle's correct. Okay. This portion of the Everything's Better with Dana show is brought to you by Home Title Lock. Jody has it. I have it. Do it. Just saying. It's like you need something else to worry about
exactly.
Right now, right? Am I right? The FBI calls it house stealing. Did you know scammers can literally steal your home right out from under you? Whoop. Right? Just like with a slide whistle. When was the last time you checked your home title is my point. If you're like me, the answer is, huh? That's what scammers are counting on. Their million-dollar triple lock protection gets you. Here's what you get. 24/7 monitoring of your property. Urgent alerts if there's any changes. If fraud happens, they spend up to $1 million to fix it and restore your title at no additional charge. Here's the best part. I've teamed up with Home Title Lock to give you a free title history report so you can find out if you have already been a victim and access your personal title expert, a $250 value just for signing up. That's HomeTitleLock.com. The code is Stephanie250 at HomeTitleLock.com.
The whole thing seems a little twisted to me.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
In America, personal religious beliefs should be just that, personal. But today, Christian nationalism is on the rise, threatening the separation of church and state. Laws are being passed based on religious doctrine instead of reason, eroding our rights and freedoms in legislatures, public schools, and even courtrooms. One set of religious beliefs is being forced onto everyone else, but that's not what our founders intended. The Freedom From Religion Foundation is fighting back as the nation's leading group of free thinkers working to keep religion out of government. FFRF protects your right to think for yourself, whether you've always been secular, left religion behind, or simply believe in true religious freedom for everyone. If we don't stand up now, we may lose our religious freedoms. Join FFRF in defending our secular constitution and keeping faith a personal choice, not a government mandate. Visit ffrf.us/freedom to learn more, become a member, or text my name Miller to 511-511. Because in a truly free country, no one's faith should dictate everyone's future. Text Miller to 511-511 today. Text fees may apply.
Are you tired of the same old boring political chatter? Are you craving some smart, insightful, and hilarious takes on the day's news? Then get ready for America's original sexy liberal, Stephanie Miller. She's now delivering her signature blend of politics and pop culture 5 days a week in podcast form. Dive into the day's headlines with Stephanie Miller out of the gate and unwind with hilarious conversations on Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast. Don't miss a single laugh or incredible moment. Subscribe to Stephanie Miller Out of the Gate and Stephanie Miller's Happy Hour podcast on Apple Podcasts, StephanieMiller.com, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Well, I know you've got a gazillion photos sitting on your phone right now, right? Don't leave them there. Get them printed for free and delivered straight to your door with Free Prints. With more than 1 million five-star reviews, Free Prints is the world's favorite way to get premium quality photo prints. No subscriptions, no commitments, just 1,000 free prints a year. Yes, I said 1,000. Free Prints is the world's favorite way to get premium quality photo prints. Go to freeprints.com or download the Free Prints app directly from Google Play or the App Store. That's freeprints.com.
At Serenity Pet Spa, we're more than just a grooming salon. We're changing the industry. From mentoring the next generation of groomers to educating pet owners, we're raising the standards for expert care, safety, and compassion. Because your pet deserves more than just a bath and a trim. They deserve a lifetime of trust. Join us in leading the change. Hear me, Liz Johnston, share my expertise every month on 92.7 WMDX. Serenity Pet Spa, more than just a pet spa. We're changing the industry. Book your appointment today.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. The New Hampshire Senate killed a bill requiring absentee voters to include copies of citizenship documents when requesting or returning absentee ballots. In a separate court case in April, voters challenged the state's proof of citizenship law for in-person registration. For decades, a prospective New Hampshire voter could provide documents to prove domicile and U.S. citizenship when registering to vote, or when those documents weren't available, use a sworn affidavit under penalty of fines or imprisonment. Under that system, there has never been any evidence of widespread non-citizen voting in New Hampshire. Then in 2024, New Hampshire became one of the first states to further restrict its proof of citizenship rules. It ended use of affidavits entirely, requiring voters to provide documentary birth certificate, U.S. passport, naturalization papers, or other documents proving citizenship to register. No documents, no voting. HB 217 went even further, requiring absentee ballot users, including nursing home and homebound voters, to provide those documents with their absentee requests and ballots. Fortunately for Grandma, the bill was killed May 15th. April 23rd, arguments by pro-voter groups were heard in federal district court in an effort to strike down the 2024 proof of citizenship law after dozens were turned away in local elections earlier this year. We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
And the Ad Council.
Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Excuse me. Let me through, please.
Stephanie Miller.
This is way out of hand. Like, I'm so sure. What do you mean? Check the guest list again, Mr. Bouncerhead Muscle Man.
Stephanie Miller.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Excuse me.
Mr. Bouncer. Hi. Okay. Dana Goldberg.
Excuse
hey, girls.
Me. Good morning.
It's a girls' club this week. Yay! Daily Beans also
and
a girls' club.
More testosterone in the basement than when the boys are here. Strange.
It's right now, right? Okay.
Actually, Chris has a lot of testosterone for a game.
Yeah. Okay. Cutter Force One. Chris Titus, who I love, says Cutter Force One. This corrupt rapist criminal just took a jet from a country that funds terrorism. We are a worldwide joke. It's just days like yesterday, Dana. Just because it all happened simultaneously. Him taking the $400 million bribe jet on top of, you know, the meme coin dinner with these rich people and the cutting our Medicaid and Medicare in the middle of the night. It's just one day.
It's also mind-blowing to me that they believe that these countries that fund terrorism wouldn't just one day turn on the United States. They're giving him a plane that he flies in, and I know they're going to check it, and they're going to make sure everything's okay, but really, is that the safest thing to do with the President of the United States?
And another $1 billion of our taxpayer money for that.
Absolutely.
We don't have money for food for kids.
Yeah,
right.
Come on, Doge.
God. Marie in Atlanta, you're on with Dana. Hello, Marie.
Hey, Stephanie, thanks for taking my call.
Yes.
Hey, and hey, Bella with a Z.
Hi.
I called because, you know, I was assessing the Oval Office video of the president of South Africa, the only reason I could think of that Trump would have wanted to have shown those videos is to be able to create footage that would call into question whether the president of South Africa is paying attention to his own country. Mm-hmm. Meaning Trump would use that footage either against the South African president in his next election or to destabilize his government.
Yeah.
So interesting.
It's more serious than it looks.
But I mean, we're already hearing these stories that world leaders, of course, are going, wait, I mean, that used to be like the gold standard to get an Oval Office meeting with the President of the United States. Now they're like, you know, no way. I'm not coming to get, you know, humiliated on his reality show in front of the press, you know.
Or get videos of me edited by whatever they want them to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Right. I agree with you. I wouldn't do it.
Yeah. Is that Nita in Ohio? You're on with Dana. Hi, Nita.
Hi, good morning.
Hi.
I am so annoyed, and this is a disgrace that our government is letting Donald Trump bring this damn used Saudi airplane over here. I mean, Qatar plane over into the United States to get retrofitted as Air Force One. That man is putting down our craftsmanship.
Mm-hmm.
We have planes ready for him to get his ass on
mm-hmm.
already. And it's going to cost all that money We could give that money to who? All the funds that we need here in the United States for the people.
That's right.
What is wrong with these people? They got to make Donald Trump understand he is no more than a government employee, and we do not let government employees go for any kind of luxury hotels when they go out to stay or when for business or anything like that.
Yep, yep, so, absolutely, absolutely. Got that out of her craw. Don't you love in the year of our Lord, 2025, when someone starts a sentence with, I am so annoyed with, and you have to just wait, which thing?
I love that caller.
Which thing?
I'm telling you.
Which thing that we're all...
Reality show chaos. I bet you anything Trump is going to pitch Pimp My Plane to, like, Bravo and see if they pick it up.
More Dana Goldberg.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For 92.7 WMDX News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. The Wisconsin State Senate has approved legislation that would establish specialized courts just to handle business-related lawsuits. The bill was approved along party lines, with Republicans voting in favor and Democrats voting against. State Senator Kelda Royce argued the proposal would allow wealthy residents to get their own hand-picked judges and speed up the legal process. Republican lawmakers say a pilot program that was terminated by the state Supreme Court last year pointed to the success of the business courts they're hoping to establish. And this week is Amtrak's Borealis line's first birthday. So far, the numbers show passengers love it. Here's Jimmy Kuska.
It's been 1 year since the Amtrak Borealis train began service. The daily line launched on May 21st of last year. Its service takes it between the Twin Cities and Chicago. Initial estimates for the line before it was open were for about 155,000 passengers per year. But in its first year, the Borealis line has served over 212,000 riders through last month. In addition to its starting and endpoints in the Twin Cities and Chicago, the line also has stops in Wisconsin cities such as Milwaukee, Wisconsin Dells, and La Crosse.
And the Badgers will open the football season up at Lambeau Field next year. Next September, the Badgers will face off against Notre Dame up in Green Bay. This game was supposed to happen up at Lambeau in 2020, but was postponed because of the pandemic. The last time these two teams met in 2021, Notre Dame took down Wisconsin 41-13. It'll be the first time the Badgers play at Lambeau in a decade. The Badgers take on the Fighting Irish in Titletown Sunday, September 6th, 2026. Today's Thursday. That means our WMDX newsletter comes out today. You can get local and Wisconsin stories sent straight to your inbox once a week. Sign up at WMDXradio.com. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX News.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
The sunshine has returned, finally, and more mild temperatures slowly creeping in. Highs today flirt with about 60, and we'll make it to the low 60s tomorrow. With the mid-60s expected to dominate the weekend, so does the sunshine. No chances of rain until late Memorial Day. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 51 degrees.
We are the keepers of the wild. For more than 80 years, we've been committed to conserving the natural landscapes that define our nation. Nothing is more important than maintaining wild spaces for adventurers to explore and wildlife to thrive. We are America's hunters and target shooters. Together with firearm, ammunition, and archery manufacturers, we've supported the conservation of more than 36 million acres of American wildlands. For more information, visit OutdoorStewards.org.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe.
Last week, I asked if if me swallowing like 100 mayflies on a walk breaks a fast, because I was doing intermittent fasting. 0.008 calories per fly.
You are breaking a fast, though.
Probably.
It's not zero.
It's not zero calories.
So you did.
Well, that really sucks. I mean, don't get me wrong. They tasted good.
Nightlight with Pete Schwalbe. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Todd Alba.
Hey, everybody. Join us next time as we continue on the road this week, live from Eau Claire, Wisconsin. Hello, WCFW, The Tap, talking about conservation and more. Join us.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays 2 to 4.
Option. It's. We'll be right back.
If your children were drinking water in Santa Ana, Mr. Zeldin, maybe you wouldn't be so cavalier about whether there was lead in their water. Maybe you would give a damn instead of coming in here and suggesting that any grant that takes lead out of the water must be waste, fraud, or abuse because
the gentleman's time has expired.
Because you need the money for a tax cut for rich people because you're totally beholden to the oil industry. You could give a rat's ass about how much cancer your agency causes.
That's my senator. Go on, Senator Schiff. Go on. Yeah, we were saying, Dana, just these hearings this week, from Kristi Noem not knowing what habeas corpus is to Bobby Kennedy's just nonsense. Brandon said, if our government wasn't a complete rigged dumpster fire of an organized crime syndicate, every single cabinet pick would have been fired by now, every single one. And to be real, they wouldn't have been confirmed in the first place.
100%.
We have just
perfectly
fallen,
said.
Yeah, totally into the alternate universe, right? Where
It's an embarrassment. An embarrassment. I cannot believe we are here. I know we're angry. I know all of that. And also, it's an embarrassment. We are one of the most beautiful, powerful countries in the world. I love that I was born in the United States. I love that I live here. I am embarrassed by this government. And everyone should be. Whether you voted for him or not, this should be embarrassing to you.
Well, also, we can't say it enough. This one, Brian, another reminder, we have no actual trade deals signed at all with any country in terms of trade, not a single one. They promised 90 deals in 90 days, and yet for the entire time in office so far, we have no deals signed. We had an announced agreement with the UK, but it wasn't an official deal. It was an agreement on a framework, and the deal isn't even officially signed yet. And by the way, we have a surplus with them. Like, they aren't even, I mean, okay. Zero. That's the number of trade deals Trump has signed so far.
Not surprising, because they don't have a plan. All of these tariffs and this strategy were brought up by a guy named Pete Navarro, who used his own name as an anagram as a source in a book that Jared Kushner found on Amazon. Well, I mean, you would think I made that up, and people, it was like a Mad Lib of, like, just put in a noun and a verb in someone's name. That's how we got our tariff plan. It's absurd. Yeah. No one knows what they're doing.
And speaking of, you know, voting against your self-interest in this bill that passed, in the middle of the night, this one, Iowa farmers say goodbye to your soybean crops as Brazil's exports of soybeans to China hits an all-time record. China says they don't need American soybeans. He's already lost the trade war. He just doesn't realize it, right?
Absolutely. Art of the deal. And China's like, we actually don't need those, so go ahead and you're not going to get anything from us. It keeps happening, especially with China.
Yeah.
They keep pressuring him, and they're like, no.
Yeah.
That's it. No.
And by the way, once again, we all come full circle, Dana, too. This is all about him and him making deals for himself, not for the American people. I mentioned this yesterday, but Kelly says Vietnam offering to drop tariffs to zero wasn't enough. So the Trump family gets a deal to build a $1.5 billion resort, and Musk gets a Starlink deal. Expect a tariff announcement soon. He is bribing and extorting other countries for his own personal gain. That's how the tariff thing is working as well.
I am surprised that no Republicans, I know they're afraid of him, I know they're afraid of retribution, that no Republicans are standing up to him, even if it makes them get primaried. It is shocking to me, because they're going to get primaried anyway. These cuts on Medicaid, this bill goes through the Senate. Like, do you know how many people in red states are going to be hurt by this big, beautiful bill?
Yeah.
I don't think they understand the wrath that is coming toward them.
Yeah, absolutely. Tiffany in Atlanta, you're on with Dana. Hi, Tiff.
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Yeah.
Like I told your assistant, the him getting that plane,
yeah,
he's greedy, he's going to do that, but it's a national security threat.
Thank
we
you.
Don't know if that plane, we don't know if that plane is full of bugs, which I'm sure it is.
Yeah.
Because the Saudis are not stupid. And also, the Republicans are not going to hold him accountable because they sold out. So if we don't do anything during the midterms, it's over for this country. It's a done deal.
Yeah.
It's a done deal. And I'm so sad.
And on top of cutting your Medicare and Medicaid last night, Tiffany, it's going to cost us $1 billion to make this into Air Force One.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we've got to have our hackles up around the midterms. We just had a seat in New York that Trump won by 50 points, flipped to a Democrat, New York 22, I believe it is.
Yeah.
People are done. Yeah. And so I'm telling you, we got to watch the midterms and make sure that this is as a secure election as possible, because if it looks like what it is now, they are going to lose their asses in the midterms.
Yeah. No, absolutely. And the press, once again, I don't know why this is just the week I finally, like, except for my Nicole, I gave up on mainstream media.
Now?
Ryan said, every White House briefing now, Trump wears a lobster as a hat. Reporter, is there a reason you're wearing a lobster as a hat? Trump, first of all, you're fake news. I never heard of any lobster. No one told me. Biden was a disaster for lobsters, not me. Some say I'm the father of lobsters, but I don't know anything about a lobster hat. That's... I mean, these briefings are just insane, right? That's all he does.
The comedy writes themselves. That was a terrific, whether that was a tweet or a truth or whatever it was, or the blue sky that went out. It's true.
Yeah. Jody, who said your role is not to secure convictions at all costs, nor to satisfy public clamor, nor to advance political agendas. Your allegiance is to the impartial application of the law, to the pursuit of truth, and to the upholding of due process for all.
Quincy.
No, that was a good guess, though. No, that was the judge dressing down Alita Haba.
There you go.
Nice.
Bless you.
Thank you. Dana, we keep saying, you know, hopefully when we'll talk to Glenn Kirshner tomorrow, but we're winning in court after court. I mean, but the other thing they slipped in this bill is, officials don't have to comply with court orders. I mean, I don't know if people get they're destroying the rule of law in the middle of the night and all of your benefits.
I mean, this bill is so disgustingly corrupt that I'm just praying that there's enough senators that are like, absolutely not. But I don't know at this point. That's why I think everyone who can and wants to do something, call your senator.
Well, I think it's always a given that Chris is wrong. And it can't be said enough, particularly when he's not here. But no, I mean, even he, he's always the naysayer. He's like, oh, I don't think this, you know, cutter jet thing is going to happen, because everybody hates it. Republicans, MAGA. And I'm like, oh, no. This is Trump 2.0. There are no guardrails. No one is going to stop him from doing anything.
Nope.
And here we are, right?
Yeah, it is actually unbelievably. Like, I get keeping him out of prison. That's what he wanted to do, and he gave a lot of favors for that. But now to make this much money off of the presidency and all of, like, destroying our democracy, like, why are they letting him do that? Fine, keep the criminal out of prison. That's what you wanted to do. Hopefully the statutes of limitations don't expire when he's out of office. If he leaves, we'll be able to do this again. I am shocked that no one is stopping this on the Republican side. I really am, and I know people are like, really, Dana, are you shocked? I am shocked that none of them are doing anything.
And because he's the Veruca Salt of presidents, you know, like, who knows if they're even going to make it secure enough. He's going to be like, I want it now. I want the shiny toy. Because, you know, we're saying if they did it properly, it would take years. He wouldn't even be able to use it.
I tell you what, and I know a lot of people believe the same thing. That's on you, dude. If you want to rush this and something goes wrong.
Yeah.
That's on you.
Leo in South Carolina, you're on with Dana. Hi, Leo.
Good morning. First off, I wanted to say that we need to really stop talking about the Joe Biden cancer, because I have it in good faith that Joe Biden is 6'3 and 215 and in perfect health. Healthy as a horse, I would say. And two,
that's snark.
We're talking about court cases. I'm a law enforcement officer in the state of South Carolina, and we got a warning today, which was proposed to me as a bad thing, but good for the American public, as I see it. It's regarding use of force.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And I wanted to tie this into Representative McIver's pending charge.
Yes.
So allegedly she shoved an officer.
I saw the tape. She didn't shove. She was in the middle of this scrum. But I'm sorry. Go ahead. Yeah, Leo.
So that is my point. First off, if she is vacating the premises as she was told to do, as we are escorting her off, and is either one, the mob pushes her and she braces herself, or two, I've heard an interpretation of an officer shoved her.
Yeah.
I want people. I've already done it this morning, and I'm on the job as we speak.
I've called her office and I've called Hakeem Jeffries' office. Call everyone you know and tell them, go ahead and start filing charges against, I don't know if it's ICE. I'm not federal. I'm state or I'm state and local level. That looks to me like excessive force.
Yeah. You raise a good point. They could actually be the ones at fault. And by the way, it's her job oversight. When they talk about, you know, them, Dana, them storming the ice, like storming, that's her job is to do oversight.
I want to give this caller, like, my utmost respect. This is a perfect example of not all cops. Thank you for using your voice and coming on to the show and actually speaking out. Please be safe in South Carolina, and thank you for your service.
Yeah.
That is a big deal that this person just called in as an officer on duty and said, this is not right. In fact, it's the other way around. I mean, there should be the utmost respect for that call just now.
And by the way, I mean, I thought my head was going to explode. I saw Tom Homan on TV talking about this case going, well, we take, you know, assault of police officers very seriously.
Seriously? Don't.
Like, you're going, I mean, we're going to try to get Harry Dunn on tomorrow. Really?
Yeah, cue the video.
Pardoned all the you know, cop beaters on January 6th and paid their the terrorist family off. Like, give me an effing break. Like,
that's every time they say something like that. No, we've got to combat that. Every time they say something like that, cue the video, watch the January 6th. I mean, it's such BS. That's, we have to stop in those moments and call it out in real time.
And by the way, that was another, I don't know, I think that was on MSNBC. Another moment. Did the journalist say that? Like, oh, really? Because January 6th, like, nope. They just let them get away with these talking points that we care about the police, right? Ron in Sacramento, you're on with Dana.
Hi, good morning, Mama. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
And what I wanted to say,
well, beep, beep
Dana
to you
said
too.
Something. Oh, well, thank you. Dana said something, and she was spot on, and she was talking about how Trump is trying to start a race war.
Yeah.
And when she said that, I thought about it. That was Charles Manson's dream.
Yeah.
What was Manson? Manson was a cult leader. What did Manson do? He sent his followers out to kill people. That's what Trump's doing with Hobag, Rubio, Bondi, Kennedy. They're trying to kill people. And Dana, that was a brilliant analogy that you said, and I appreciate it.
Always.
Thank you. Thank you.
Damon Goldberg makes everything better.
I'm not always right. I get a lot of angry emails telling me to stop doing other things. So when someone's like, Dana said something, I'm like, oh, no. But thank you very much.
No, it's just what he's right. We've been talking about these people that were shot in D.C. And again, like, nobody wants – I literally throw up in my mouth a little bit whenever Trump puts out one of those statements that he didn't write. You know, there's no place for hate or violence, you know. Yes, there is. This is Trump's America. You incite hate and violence every single day. And so then, you know, this is him trying to pretend he's not anti-Semitic, right? When he could give a rat's ass about anti-Semitism.
I will say this right now. No matter what you think about the Middle East and what you think what's going on over there, because I know there's an argument about this and what's happening in Palestine and Gaza and also in Israel. He is doing the Jewish people no favors when he's talking about building the Middle East and the Riviera of the Middle East, because it dehumanizes the people that are dying over there, no matter how you feel about it. So if he really cares about the Israeli people, stop making this about a business deal on the Gaza Strip, because you are making it more dangerous for Jewish people in this country when you do it every single time.
I tried to tell the Genocide Joe voters is you are going to cause the complete genocide of the Palestinian people. And that's what's happening now. Mm-hmm. If you're, you know, it just, and I keep saying, where are the Genocide Don protesters? Where'd they go?
Right. It got real quiet. Yeah, because I told them, all these people that are protesting on the college campuses, if you want to maintain your right to do this, you are voting for the wrong person.
Yeah.
You need to vote
the
other way.
The guy that, which I can't remember now, which person, have you seen, like, every time video comes out, it proves they're lying. They were talking about, it was, I can't remember if it's the guy that wrote the op-ed or the student they deported, but it shows the tape of him talking with and laughing with the ICE agents and, you know, waiting for his lawyer to talk. And, they tried to say he resisted and this and that. And here comes the tape. You know, no such thing.
Right.
He's cooperating completely, calm, you know. And
that's why I love that call from the officer. I want to see the tape. I want to see if she was pushed. I want to see if one of the officers pushed her first, if there was excessive force. We have to push back about all of this stuff. We can't just take their word anymore.
Yeah.
Their word means nothing.
Yep. All right. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my pals, It's my workout pals, Native Path Collagen and Native Path Hydrate.
Whee!
Get the Hydrate product. Fantastic amino acids, electrolytes, goes right in my bike water bottle every Saturday. And Native Path Collagen goes in my coffee every morning. Why? Because I'm anticipating when I am 50 at some point. Couldn't you have had your mother, Carol Burnett, reaffirm that I am presently 43?
No.
Okay. I'm just saying I may experience joint stiffness, thinning hair, sagging skin, or brittle nails when I get over 50. Because did you know you lose over 50% of your collagen, Jody? Did you know that?
I know that because I'm 58.
Really?
Mm, I'm an old lady.
Wow, are you old? Okay, well, you better check into this. It's not another generic supplement. It's a clinically supported bioavailable collagen peptide that is helping men and women's significantly strengthen bones, reduce pain, visibly reduce wrinkles, sagging skin, boost hair fullness, reverse nail damage, improve cellulite appearance. All the things. All the good things. Right now, Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 45% off only for a limited time at getnativepath.com/Stephanie. Supplies are limited. Demand is surging. Go now to getnativepath.com/Stephanie.
Not bad. Like Frisbee golf, I'm glad I tried it once.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, in 2025, do you choose to shop with companies that share your values? A lot of us do these days. In fact, 9 out of 10 Americans now say they prefer to buy from ethical brands. That's why people are switching to Credo Mobile. It's the one phone company that cares about people and the planet as much as you do. They've donated over $95 million to nonprofits like Rainforest Action Network, the ACLU, and Transgender Law Center. Join today and you'll get all you want from your mobile service, dependable nationwide coverage, competitive plans, great deals on new phones, and you'll get much more. You'll get a smart and easy way to support the causes you care about. Switching to Credo Mobile is simple and a smart and easy way to make a difference. Just go to credomobile.com for more info. And just for Stephanie Miller listeners, use the code STEF25 and you'll get 25% off your service for 2 years. Learn more at credomobile.com. One more time, that is credomobile.com. Don't forget, type in the code STEF25 for that 25% off your service. Credo Mobile.
Right now, you can switch from cable television to satellite television for free. That's right, we're offering free equipment, free installation, plus get a free $100 prepaid Visa card. Call the satellite TV hotline right now. Make the switch from cable to satellite television and expand your viewing horizon. On top of free installation, for a limited time, we're offering a fixed price guarantee. With satellite TV, you'll save money over your expensive cable bill, plus get access to hundreds of channels. And when you call right now, you can also ask about our seniors and military discounts. So make the switch to satellite TV right now. Everybody gets free installation, free equipment, plus a $100 prepaid Visa card. Call right now and you can switch to satellite TV and be watching everything you wanted to within the next week. And remember, installation's free, so call right now. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. 800-942-1298. That's 800-942-1298.
School sports are played by humans, coached by humans, and officiated by humans. So the next time you're sitting in the stands at a school athletic event, please remember this and maintain your humanity, especially when it comes to judging and critiquing athletes, coaches, and officials. Please show your fellow humans some respect. They'll appreciate your empathy.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
Destination marketing organizations are working to ensure Wisconsin tourism is stronger than ever. Their work boosts Wisconsin's economy, supports jobs, and improves our residents' quality of life. Sponsored by Destinations Wisconsin.
Everybody wants the same thing from their mattress. A good night's rest, am I right? You need someone to listen to what you want and who knows the materials that will get you there. At Verlo, we're your friendly neighborhood mattress genius. American made, locally crafted. Welcome to Verlo.
Keeping you connected to your local community with good news and great conversation. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
It's a hit. Milwaukee Brewers baseball cards are being shared in several communities across the state. The partnership is with police officers in Green Bay, La Crosse, Kenosha, Milwaukee, and Madison. and meant to be an icebreaker between the cops and kids. Here's Brewers President of Business Operations, Rick Schlesinger.
Eventually want to do it to more than just the major cities. We're trying to get around the state as best we can and to sort of engage with our friends around the state. We're a statewide team. We're not just a Milwaukee team.
So see an officer, ask for your own comic book style baseball cards featuring all your favorite Brewers players. Until next time, I'm Terry Vaughn.
This portion of the show brought to you by CB Distillery and the gummies that I get Baby Bella here. In place of concert tickets, I put little CBD gummies all the way into the studio.
Yay!
It's Memorial Day. It's not just about barbecue. Hey, CB Distillery is having a massive Memorial Day sale right now. Save up to 40% site-wide when you use the code VIP. It's the perfect time to stock up and get summer ready. Natural solutions for better sleep, stress, pain after exercise. My relief stick, I use it every week after my bike ride. There's a lot of junk CBD out there, but CB Distillery, I'm telling you, is it's the source we trust. Do it! And they have solutions for just about everything. Sleep, stress, mood, focus, even pain after exercise. CBD for pets. Bonnie and Clyde love it. Now's your chance to stock up and save during the Memorial Day sale. 40% off. The code is VIP at cbdistillery.com. Type in VIP. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. 55 minutes after the hour, Dana Goldberg is here. Dana, this story gives me hope that A, there is a God, maybe B, there is hope for us, as the new pope appears to hate J.D. Vance as much as the old pope that he killed. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
The internet thinks Pope, I like to call him Pope Bob from Chicago, but Pope Leo appeared to give Vice President J.D. Vance the cold shoulder after his inaugural mass in Rome. Somebody commented that shrug by the pope at the end was a ward off evil shrug. You can tell the pope was relieved when that interaction ended, someone else posted. If J.D. Vance has zero protocol, he tried to touch the pope like he was his bro. Zero manners. Ugh. And then one last one. Leo shooed J.D. Vance and his wife away with a single hand gesture telling them to move along. He did. He did a little, you know, well, yeah.
Shoot. That. Be gone.
Yeah. Which primarily, Dana, tells me that my immortal friend, Jill Sobule, let's relive
protecting
last
us.
Time she was in studio with
the
J.D. Vance.
This puppy is a run. Some people needing heart surgery get a shun. Sometimes a baseball they bunt. The host of camera was Alan Bunt. I'll tell you something else is true. If you allow me to be real blunt, get ready. J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance is a... The lowly worker is a grunt. You might say tally-ho when you're on a fox hunt. Sometimes in football they punt. The new Mary Poppins was Emily Blunt. Another thing to add to the list. It's a truth you must confront. A douche could be the new VP. J.D. Vance is a from top to bottom and back and front. J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance, everyone. J.D. Vance. J.D. Vance is a...
From March. Jill Sobule.
That's the first time I've heard Jill's voice since she passed.
Oh, honey.
Oh,
sorry to do that to you.
That got me. We miss her. She's brilliant. She's brilliant, brilliant, brilliant.
Yeah. JillSobule.com. She was so proud of it. She had two, the seventh grade and her other album coming out. So, and you can pre-order now if you go to JillSobule.com. Also, there are a number of Jillith fairs, which is fantastic. There's one here in L.A. July 1st, and they're around the country. So,
yeah.
And I know I'm so sad you won't be at mine because it's.
I'm very
sad. Debbie
I'm
Boone
be out of
and
town.
We have Mark Hamill and I'm trying to get Stephen Stills and Lily Tomlin and, you know, all the people that loved Jill and loved her brilliance. But so there's celebrations, as you know, all over the country. They just had somebody called in yesterday, but Denver's where, you know, her hometown. So
it's extraordinary how many lives that woman touched and how respected she was in the singer-songwriter community and abroad. And we miss you, Jill, and we love you.
Aw, we love you, Dana Goldberg. DG Comedy, follow her on all the socials.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX.
John Peterson and Gordy Young.
On our next show, Rocker will be here with a Max Inc. preview.
And we'll be talking Farm Talk with Pam Yonke. Plus, we're all going to die from the big bad bill.
Okay.
The John and Gordy Show, weekday mornings 6 till 8.
Why'd I go to the doctor? My heart would race just taking my son to practice. It didn't feel right. So I got checked out. Turns out I have atrial fibrillation, which increases the risk of stroke about 5 times.
Symptoms like irregular heartbeat, heart racing, chest pain, shortness of breath, fatigue, or lightheadedness can come and go. But if it's AFib, the risk of stroke remains. If you have symptoms, contact a doctor.
I'm so glad I did.
Visit notimetowait.com. Sponsored by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Police say multiple people on board a private plane that crashed into a San Diego military housing neighborhood early today are dead, but no one on the ground was injured. The FAA says the plane could hold 8 to 10 people, but it's not yet known how many were on board. A rare 4-4 decision at the Supreme Court in the case of a Catholic school in Oklahoma that had wanted to use public taxpayer money for funding. Justice Amy Coney Barrett recusing herself but didn't say why. Here's ABC's Terry Moran.
It's a setback for what has been a steady movement towards allowing for more taxpayer-funded religious support for religious schools over the years, and the hard line between state church and state that had been drawn by previous courts has certainly been weakened over the years by this court, but not in this case.
Federal officials saying they believe the gunman in the shooting of two Israeli embassy staffers in Washington acted alone.